Let's just reflect more on the atrocity in Pakistan yesterday. And let's go to Saj, who's been listening to this radio show and called the studio on 03453 009956. And Saj, good morning, welcome.
Good morning, how are you, Danny?
Good morning. Well, I'm distressed, but I understand your distress is much more close to home. Tell me what's happened with your family, Saj.
Well, yesterday morning I received a phone call saying that my cousin's school was attacked, and I was watching the news like everyone else, not knowing what was going on. And about half an hour later, I found out he'd actually passed away.
And tell me about your cousin. How old was he?
He was 15.
And what was his name?
Muhammad Yasin.
And when you found out that he'd been killed, tell me how you felt.
Well, to be honest with you, obviously you probably can hear from my voice, you know, emotionals are still running a bit high. You know, you don't expect for a young kid to go into school and end up being killed and being told on the news or being told by relatives that, you know, he's got 3 bullet holes, you know, he's been shot 3 times and he's not going to make it. We're going to have to bury him today. Well, obviously yesterday.
So, did he survive initially but died in hospital when you say he's
no,
not going to make it?
No, obviously he died instantly.
He died?
Died instantly.
And, you know. And tell me about Muhammad. What sort of person was he?
You know, as a young boy, he had a lot of life, a lot of friends. You know, he's a very clever kid. You know, spoke English, always on the phone, Facebook and Skype, talking to my mother. And the very sad thing is that he was the only child in his family. His parents couldn't have any more children, so he was the only son. And the other thing was that his cousin also, his brother's son, he went to the same school and he actually died as well. He was a year younger than him.
So there were 2 deaths in that family?
2 deaths.
And how is his mum and dad?
Words can't describe it, to be honest with you. You know, they're still in shock, as well as I am.
Yeah, and your feelings towards the people who did this?
Well, they should be all shot. There is no justification for what happened yesterday. I don't care what colour, what caste, what religion you are. You know, for someone to go into a school and start killing young, innocent children, where did it say in any religion that that should be done or that is, you know, that is part of your religion or this, that's what you should do? Nowhere it says that.
How do we tackle this then, Saj? Because this is something I mentioned earlier, that they would justify this in a warped, ideological way. How do we tackle that?
Unfortunately, people, you know, perceive things as different things. If I say this is a plain piece of white paper, you know, someone might say, no, well, actually, it's not white, it's off-colour white. It's the way people actually interpret things. And people, then it gets broken down to ideology and people take their own interpretation of certain things. That's where we need to start basic, you know, at the basic ground level and say, well, this is wrong. You know, this is what it says, this is how we should be doing things and everything. It's just people and it's minorities that spoil it for the majorities.
Yeah. Have you spoken to the family this morning?
Well, my parents have actually gone over to Pakistan for the grieving process. But obviously, it's a 3-day national mourning in Pakistan already. Mm. But they only left yesterday, so I haven't spoken to anyone today.
Yeah, and where are you calling from, Saj, in Birmingham?
I'm calling from Handsworth.
In Handsworth. And, yeah. And what's the atmosphere in Handsworth like amongst the Pakistani community?
Well, to be honest with you, even if you're Pakistani, English, Jamaican...
Of course.
You know, no matter what you are, everyone's feeling the same pain. It's the whole international community which is feeling this pain.
And do you know of other people who had relatives over there?
No, I don't know.
No. Saj, I'm so desperately sorry that your family's going through this and I'm grateful that you've called and allowed us to hear your story, but I just wish that we didn't have to hear it. And I'd like you to ring in again on something else, but if you could pass our deepest condolences on to everyone.
The only thing I would say is if everyone could just say a small little prayer for all the parents that are suffering, you know, obviously in Pakistan, all the 132 children, their parents. We've got small children. I've got a child. No one would expect their children to go into school or whatever. We think that kids are safe going into school. But nowadays, you know, Danny, you don't know what's around the corner.
No, you don't. Saj, thank you so much.